college celebrates another year of rising tuition. With UNnews, I'm Brad Frazier. According to an email sent by Kinneat College Dean David Byrd, the California school will be raising tuition by 6% for 2006-2007. Quote, "Our students wait eagerly each year to hear what the next tuition raise will be, and we refuse to let them down." Byrd's email read, "While not outstanding as last year's record-setting 7.5% raise, we are confident that 13.5% over the last 2 years ranks us among the elite schools in the nation with regard to tuition raising, and we will not quit until we are at the very top." Opinions among students were divided. Some believed that Kinneat was sincerely doing its level best to remain competitive in the tuition-raising race, which has become a point of pride among schools across the country in recent years. Said one student, quote, "My brother's school only raised their tuition 3% this year. He's too ashamed to come home now and face me." In a special address at the Tuition Raise the Roof fundraising event this week, President Andrew Lynch cited the example of Brown University, whose tuition hike for 2006-2007 reached 4.7%. "We can't beat them in academics. We can't beat them in sports. But darn it, we're grinding those Ivy League jerks into the ground when it comes to tuition rates," Lynch said. He then jabbed the air with a large foam finger and chanted, "We're number one." Others are not so optimistic. 6% is good, sure. "But it seems sort of anticlimactic after last year's raise," one student said. "At this rate, we're actually be lowering tuition within a few years, and that is just unacceptable." Others cited figures in Byrd's report that pointed to a lackluster overall showing for the last decade. Over the past 10 years, the average increase in Kinneat University has been 4.3%, according to Byrd's email. This is in comparison to Loyola Marymount University, with a 5.6% average increase, Santa Clara with 6.2%, Stanford with 4.4%, and Vanderbilt with 4.8%. Byrd was quick to remind students that such anemic numbers were completely meaningless, as no student currently attending Kinneat had been home at the school for 10 years. "I don't even know why I used those figures," Byrd confessed in a follow-up email to the Kinneat students. It was a dumb move on my part. "It almost seems like I'm trying to convince students that our current tuition rates are lower than other schools by citing obsolete precedents, and I would never conscientiously do that." The school has released no specifics about where the extra tuition revenue will go. "We don't even know at this point, really," said Lynch. "We might gold-plate the auditorium or something like that. Something that will really benefit the kids here and make their college experience even better." For up-to-the-second updates and your latest spork stores, visit us at the web at encyclopedia.org/wiki/unnews:main_page. Or just call us at 1-555-867-5309 for Fishmonger Jenny. For UNnews, I'm Brad Frazier. This broadcast brought to you by Euro iPods. Bored with your Walkman? Wang Enterprises are proud to announce the release of the all-new Euro iPod, available free while supplies last. Visit www.euroipods.com for more details today.